Hello, Boosters. Hope you're okay. For those people who like to follow me, obviously, you probably know I'm going to be talking about pets. I thought I'd talk about pets, and it's been a bit of a weird day today, actually. But it's been good and bad. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be getting the pug that I thought I was going to be getting. The lady who was selling him turned out to be, let's just say, a bit strange and, changed her mind on things and had a real issue because I sort of said I was visually impaired because I thought she was going to help out by actually bringing the dog to see me, which she was going to do because I told her I was visually impaired, and then she was basically treating me as if I was bloody stupid, basically, excuse my language, but yes, she was basically just really talking down to me and sort of telling it's cancelled the visit because of something, and then was saying that I did know I had to insure this dog and do this and do that, and, you know, knowing that I'd already got two pugs and whatever. So, and I just didn't feel she was telling the truth either, because she sort of changed her mind about how old the dog was and all those sort of weird things that you have to be wary of. And she wanted quite a large deposit, which she said would be non-refundable. And I was like, well, actually, if there was something wrong with the dog, I expect it should be refund. I don't know. She was very, very strange. And I just thought, well, you know, when you know it's probably not, it's best not to do business with somebody like that. So, because you know that they aren't going to be very fair. And, you know, I don't know, when people say non-refundable deposits, I just tend to find that it's, unless you're just sort of saying you don't want the dog for a silly reason. But, you know, she knew I was a good buyer and that I was honest and whatever. And I'm not sure. I mean, she said she had a time waste to mutter about, but obviously this person who last went to her, it turned out, was quite a bereaved person. They'd lost their dog by a freak accident and rushed into trying to get another dog because of their children, and then obviously decided that they couldn't go through with it. And because of that, she obviously, this woman has decided to, you know, penalise everybody. And I thought, well, you know, the dogs, pugs and that, if anyone knows, and stuff are quite expensive dogs. So for her to say that she wasn't going to return a deposit if something happened and she wanted a large deposit, was not within my realm of dealing with somebody like that in the end, because I just think she would have, it could have been just difficult to deal with her. I don't think, what I did actually was look at what the website said, and I sort of said, look, to her today, if I'm going to get by your pug, I would want to see the papers, to see the insurance details, to find out, you know, you've changed your mind about how old he is. I'd want to know exactly how old pug is, health checks, whatever. And she turned funny when I did that. So basically I thought, well, obviously you have got something to hide and there's something weird going on, so whatever. And she turned out, you know, she wasn't very nice at all. Anyway, so that's that one. But the good news is that, well, two bits of good news was that, number one, I found out that I'd done really well on my essay, my last assignment I'd put in, and done better than students that had already done law and that had got PhDs and whatever. So I'm well chuffed, and that's really spurred me on to doing my next essay, which I've got an extension on because it's my birthday this weekend. So I was going to work, but I'm going to have a couple of days off, I think. I think I deserve it. So, yes. I was quite happy about that. And another good thing was I decided, because I don't know, I think this is a bit like what happened to me before, and I was going to get my last pug, is when you decide that you do want to add to your brood, I think, you know, if you're serious about it, you tend to want to do it regardless. So anyway, I I've decided that, I don't know if anybody else has heard of this love site, website, sorry, if you do use it, be very careful. I tend to find that a lot of people wanted to sell dogs on there. It's not always for reasons you think it should be, and I have heard, to be honest, of a lot of cases of people stealing dogs and trying to sell them on those particular websites. So I am very weary, and if somebody doesn't or is cagey of wanting to give me any information about the animal they're selling, then I think, you know, there's something wrong. Why wouldn't you want to give somebody details? I'm not saying everybody's bad on there, because I did have a really good person on there once who actually let me have her dog overnight, and you know, and obviously I didn't give her any deposit or anything, just to see if the dog would be okay with my dogs, and obviously it wasn't, so I brought it back. But you know you've got to have trust on both sides. I think there's a lot of people that expect trust has to work one way, and as long as it's all in their favour, then they're happy to continue to get as much out of you as possible, but, you know, expect you, you know, not to, to trust you. I'm sorry, but it's got to be on both sides as far as I'm concerned. As I said, I believe I'm 100% kosher person, so, and I wouldn't be telling somebody if I didn't know them that I had a visual impairment if I wasn't, because I'd be in jeopardy of getting whatever. But anyway, the good news is that I decided to go back to the breeder that I got Bollinger from, because I had a really good transaction from them, and I actually got in touch with them through another breeder. It wasn't through websites or anything, and they actually breed French bulldogs as well as pugs. They're the top breed, one of the top breeders in breeding bulldogs and pugs. Now, I didn't want a puppy. I do want a dog that's about a year old, because I've had Bollinger as a puppy last year, and he's a lovely thing. He's still got his puppy self in him. End of next month, but obviously I've done all that, so I just wouldn't mind a dog that's a bit older, that you can just, it will get used to things quickly, and he's not a puppy, and he won't have to be house trained and stuff. So like I did with Sassy, I've decided to get a slightly older dog. And anyway, I happened to call my last breeder, because I wanted to see if she had a pug and that about that age. And anyway, she then said to me, well, actually, I haven't got pug and that, and probably quite hard to get one of that age that's kosher, but I do happen to have a French bulldog that I am going to be rehoming, that had actually been sold, but apparently this is how fickle the dog world is, unfortunately, or the animal world is. Somebody had bought him, obviously, as a puppy for showing, and professed to have loved him so much, but because one of his testicles were sort of inwards rather than outwards, and they didn't want to, and I think that made it a bit difficult to have him as a show dog, which is what they wanted, they decided to, you know, give it back to the breeder and whatever. So basically, he's about a year old, and yes, he is, well, he's actually called Major, and he's a black and white bulldog. A lot of it is white, and he's got some, he's black all over his eyes and his ears, and I'll probably let you know more when I get him, but from the couple of pictures I've had so far, that's how he looks. So he's got a nice black nose, and he is lovely. And apparently he's very friendly and likes carrying sticks and things, so him and Bollinger, I think, will get on. So it'd be quite good, because I have two boys and two girls, which is what I wanted in the dog fraternity, as I've got two boys and two girls in cats as well. And the other weird thing is that his birthday happens to be in April. So it's, again, a really weird thing. Both my cat, every animal that I've got since I've lived here, which have been two cats in the last 6 years and two dogs, well, it will be shortly three, have all been born in April. Isn't that spooky? It is just really weird. Even Bollinger hits April by the skin of his teeth on the 29th, but all the dogs and all the cats that I've got since I've lived here are all April birthdays. I find that really weird. Anyway, I'm off now.
See you soon.